Your business is one of a kind, so your website should be too. With Wix, it's easy, almost too easy, to create a website that's perfectly yours. Just tell AI what kind of site you want to build or choose from thousands of templates. Change whatever you want, whenever you want, and get everything you need to start running your business your way. No matter what you sell or what you aspire to be, you can do it all yourself on Wix. Wix is the website builder that just keeps on giving. It's giving,
I just built my whole site in under an hour.
It's giving,
I actually made that?
Whoa.
It's giving,
our sales are through the roof.
So whether you need help expressing yourself or just need something to make your life easier, Wix has you covered. Try it out at Wix.com.
Hey folks, Dan Freo here with your closing bell for September 24th. 2024. So mortgage rates eased a little bit, basically back where we were last Friday. There are things up and there's some things down today. And we're going to go over some of the markets, equity markets. But right now we have, well, the deficit is way up. And I kind of giggle with this because we have the TVs on all over the office today. And all you hear is, you know, well, I was going to tax your tips and now I'm not going to tax your tips. And he was going to do this and I'll do this and this and that. Guys, you got to remember, all these are just carrots dangling in front of your face. Most of the time what they promise you doesn't come to fruition. Okay. So you have to vote based on the person you think will be beneficial for us as a country. Okay, I'll just leave it at that. But this right here, that's our national deficit. If you see it growing that fast, you imagine that being your bank account, making money that quick. I'm just saying. So let's get over to it. What's up right now is the price of bonds. Okay, why do I say that is a good news? Well, this bond is really good news when it's up. This is a mortgage bond. So what you have to understand about this bond right here, this is how your rate gets created. It's the yield on this bond plus what we call LLPAs, and I have videos on that, and we'll go over that at some other time, and then profit margins at the bank, and that's what creates your mortgage rate. Okay, so not the federal funds rate, not the 10-year treasury, not any other element, but this thing. So that's up right now, meaning rates are going to come down just a little bit more. They're up 9 ticks right now. The market's closing as we speak. So that's where it ended today. All you need to know with this is the price of the bond. So when the price of a bond goes up, what happens to yields? They go down, correct. So I hope you answered that question for me. Okay, so let's get to the next piece of the puzzle. What else is up? Home prices. We still have home prices going up and up and up. And people have been saying it's been going to crash since maybe 2021. So maybe it'll happen in 2025. But so far this year, it's starting to cool down. So if we go down through here, it's the 18th consecutive month of increases. But this is the smallest month over month increase that we've had yet. Okay, so there are market areas, or there's markets that are coming down. Seasonally adjusted, San Francisco is down 7%. Phoenix down 4.2%, Portland 3.1%, Seattle and Denver both down 2.9%. So it's not that huge drop or crash that people were expecting. You know, a lot of people are saying Denver, oh, it's 29% down. No, folks, it's 2.9%. So just a trickle from where we are. I don't see a crash. No economists are seeing crashes other than the crash videos, things that you see. So that's that part of the equation. What's down? Consumer confidence. Consumer confidence is at a 3-year low. Why that plays a big role, it'll help the economy and it also is going to hurt the economy. So hear me, let me explain. A lot of people are just running out of money. They're like, okay, everything is up so much in price, it's hard to afford things, and credit cards are getting maxed out. So people are sitting there saying, what can I do? So what's most likely going to happen, especially from the consumer confidence level, is people are going to start really tightening their belt buckle. What's going to happen with that? That's the concern that we have now. So if people really tighten their belt buckle too much, you could push us into a recession. So we're going to start talking about recessions a little bit. What do home values do during recessions? What do mortgage rates do during recessions? I'll cover that in tomorrow's video so you understand that. But it's not bad news, believe it or not. So let's get to that. This is the consumer confidence equation. And then let's get over to here. What I want to talk about next is those that actually have bought a house already. Many people, and the reason why I bring this up is people ask me every day, they're like, Dan, I bought last year at 7%. I wish I would have waited. You can refinance. A lot of people don't understand. You can refinance basically at any point. If you have an FHA or VA loan and you just took it out, you know, reach out to me. I'll put you on a list for that. We track people's rates. So when rate hits exactly where you're looking for, I'll reach out to you. But if you're in, you've bought a house and you're over 6 months old, you can refinance. Okay. So when would you want to refinance? That's the biggest thing. There's pros. There's cons. The biggest reason is you want to get a lower rate. Okay, that's normally the number one. You want a lower rate to drive down that payment. Okay, some people are looking to tap into their equity in their homes. I got three or four requests today. People have rental properties. They're looking to refinance, pull cash out, and buy more rental properties. Guys, I'm just telling you what people are reaching out to me for. So if that's you, this might be an option to do that as well. Scroll down. You can change your loan term. I'm always a proponent when you refinance. Let's say you've been in your house for 5, 6, 7 years. You refinance, take a 25-year, not a 30. You know, if you just bought in the last 6 months, you're probably going to take a 30-year term. But what we'll do is we'll get back with you and say, okay, maybe we can keep the payment the same and put it on a 25-year term. You'll pay it off 5 years early. Think of your payments, $2,000 a month. How much is five-year savings? So that's another reason why. And then last but not least, a lot of people do it to remove the PMI on the house. So if you didn't put down 20% and you took out a conventional loan, you have what's called PMI. If you took out a FHA loan, you have, it's MI, but it's called something a little different. Maybe you can switch from an FHA to a conventional loan. Those are options for you. Disadvantages, the number one disadvantage I'll say right through here is that, the cost. Here's what I usually request. And if you reach out to me, I'm sure I did this. I ask you, where do you live? What's the loan amount? I want to find out what the cost, basically the main cost you're going to have on a refinance is your title fees. Okay. Probably 80% of the time you're going to need an appraisal. Many times you don't. So say 20% of the times we get what's called an appraisal waiver. Okay, so the lion's share of your cost when it comes to refinancing is your title. For example, in Illinois, title fees are usually about $900 flat fee. I quoted somebody out in, I think, Arizona or California earlier today. Title fee was $2,300. So you'd have to have a pretty good savings monthly to bite, you know, a $2,300 cost to refinance. So reach out to us. We'd love to go through the cost advantages with you and see what your break-even point would be on your refinancing. So that's that part. If you want to do the numbers yourself, just go to therateupdate.com. This is our website. Hit calculators, and here's all the calculators that pop up. There's a lot of them there for you to use at your disposal. So that's that part of the puzzle there. Last but not least, we're going to go over our equity positions. So every day, I'm going to go over the equity positions that I've recommended to you guys just to see how your savings are going. So if you have no money, my goal now is to help you choose an instrument to help you accumulate money. So what I did through here is I suggested four different investments. I'm not saying to buy any of these. I'm saying you need to do your research on these and see what best matches you. Now, Bitcoin right here, this is a complete, I'll say it's a crapshoot. Instead of going to the boat, we call it the boat here in Illinois, or instead of going to Vegas, you know, put your money down on some Bitcoin. That's what I did. But the other ones is the XLF. And for those newbies here, I'm just going to go over it every once in a while to tell you what those are. That's the ETF for the financial stocks. Okay. It's recommended right now by a lot of analysts. I don't own it. Well, I do own it in a small position. I've been adding to it lately, but here's where the returns are. Now, what I did on this is I backloaded these to 2 weeks ago when I suggested those, or we started covering these, and these are the returns you would have received from those dates. But again, I'm not an advisor. I'm not in the stock market. I'm not a financial planner. I'm just telling you some research to do on your end. So you got Berkshire Hathaway. It's getting a little hit right now, but it'll come back. This is a long-term investment. This one, keep an eye out on. And this one, the Spider, this is basically the top 500 companies in the whole country. It's a way to buy one piece of stock and you own them all. So please do your research on these if you're looking to put some money, set aside some money now that you're going to use and down the road for your down payment, you'll probably do pretty good in these things. So that's my report for today, folks. So you might say, who are you? Who am I? What do I do? Well, my name is Dan Frio. I'm actually a mortgage advisor. I do loans. That's what I do for a living. I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico, and I'm one of the country's largest mortgage brokers. Not a lot of people can say that. We're set up with over 50 different companies at this time. So think of it this way. By using us, it's one application, one credit pool, and we're going to shop your loan to over 50 different lenders. What else are you looking for? The reason why you go out to all these lenders is to see, well, if one got you approved, most likely anybody can get you approved. So at that point, you're just looking to try to find out what their rates and fees are. Why don't you just use us, where it's one application and one credit pool? We're going to shop you over to 50 different lenders. So that's hopefully your solution. So here's my website is therateupdate.com. My name is Dan Frio. I hope to see you back here tomorrow. If you aren't a subscriber to my channel, please do so right down there below. I think you're going to learn a lot about real estate and the financial markets at one website. So thanks so much for watching, folks. Have a great evening. I'll see you back here tomorrow. Bye-bye.